Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. And if you'd like to join us on the program, this is one of those special programs. I think this is the last of our three-day share-a-thon, support-a-thon, help-us-a-thon. And joining me, Larry Sonnenberg, Dr. Alice Benton, and Chris Williams. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
Hello. Hello, listeners.
I just want to encourage folks. I've been thinking about this a lot this morning. We want to hear from you. We want you to call us. I know there's Club New Life members that give every month. There's folks that give once a year, folks that give on occasion. Whenever you give, however you give, would you call and just tell us why you give? And if New Life has made a difference in your life, whether you've given yet or not, call and tell us about that. We just want to hear from you. We think that's more encouraging for everybody else than it is for us coming on and saying, hey, we need your help.
So, well, and I want you to know when you give, what happens. I mean, this past year, thousands of people came to workshops, intensives. I don't know the exact number of calls we got, but thousands and thousands of calls for help. And it isn't just about workshops and an 800 number to call. You're supporting that and the transformation. But there are these people that this is it for them. They may be in a marriage where the husband or wife won't let them tell anybody there's a problem. Or they're in a church where it's great shame to admit you have a problem. And this is it. This is the beginning of healing. I had a lady tell me just the other day, when I listened to your program, that's when I learned about Christian counseling not being for radically sick people, that it was for people that just wanted to grow. And she said, so I went, and I will never be the same. That's what you're supporting, all of that. And if you want to tell us about it, we'd love to hear from you, 1-800-229-3000. After this, we'll do another program, and you can call us, and we'll help you with any kind of problem that you have. That's what we love to do. But we have to perform. We have to bring. We have to pay beyond what we did last year. Have to do better, and we can only do it with you. And so we're asking for you to call us and support this ministry.
Steve, you mentioned the radio program, you mentioned the workshops, but I want to also mention that one of the things that happens this year, thousands of people call looking for a counselor, and we refer them to a counselor. And Alice was just sharing a few minutes ago before we started that so many of her clients in counseling are folks that are reading our books and have gone to our workshops and things like that. And so that's another element of what we do here.
Here's another thing. There have been books published because of the radio program. Mm. I mean, I think Mylon Kay would tell you that it was coming on the program, having this platform, and then now the publisher wants to publish that book. It'd be hard to get that book, How We Love, published without this. And look how many lives that book has changed. Look at Life Recovery Bible. I don't think 3 million Bibles would have been out there if this program wasn't talking about Christ-centered recovery. You make a difference. You really do. If you want to tell us about you, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-229-3000 Or if you can support us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, that's the number when you need help. We're always there. We're never too busy developing that we can't help you develop you. We'll be back.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. If you have a story you want to talk about, support something that's happened in your life through New Life, we need your call to encourage other people to support us, keep us on the air. We're so grateful that God has allowed us to be here. And let me tell you something. We see that God works through us in a lot of different ways. And he doesn't work through us and can't work through us unless he's working through you and you're helping us. Back in, a couple of thousand years ago, the Apostle Paul was talking to some folks in Jerusalem. Let me tell you what he said. He said, "You will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous." And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. Now, here's what he was saying. He was saying, if you'll get your act together, you're going to be enriched in every way. And when you're enriched in every way, you've experienced transformation, you're going to be generous. Then, in your generosity, you give that support to Paul, and then Paul says, now the people that we're going to go minister to, they're going to be grateful to God, and in that gratitude, you're the one that's going to get the blessing. We're doing the same thing. We're going to take your support, and that's between you and God, and you entrust us with it. Now, we're going to take those to those who need that support. We're going to provide scholarships. We're going to provide the radio program. We're going to provide the counselors. And they're going to see that because we're going to tell them, this is a result of God's work through different individuals that have allowed us to stay on the air, provide the scholarship, or whatever it is. We want you to be blessed. And the way to be blessed is if you're not in a generous place in your life, there's something broken, and we want to help you fix that. If you are, please help us reach others so they will experience that same level of generosity that you do.
And Steve, there's this little-known book of the Bible, doesn't get a whole lot of press. It's Jude. And Jude opens up saying, to those who have been called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Christ Jesus, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. God's kingdom really works in abundance. It's about the flourishing of his creation. It's about the thriving of his people. And here at New Life, we seek over and over and over to create experiences for people to enter into the abundance of God's mercy, peace, and love. And just a part of that, obviously, is financial abundance. And so we do not want to come at this from a place of scarcity. We trust. We know that God will expand it. But abundance works in relationship. It works in communication. Mm-hmm. It works in partnerships. And so we want you to experience mercy, peace, and love in abundance as we help others experience that abundance and really God's great gift of Jesus and how we can experience abundant life in that. And so generosity is a complete faith expression of saying yes to God's abundance.
Yeah. You know,
I believe, go ahead, Larry. No, go ahead.
I was affirmed a little bit this morning about coming on radio again. It's because, you know, there's a note that I've read a couple of times where this donor writes and says, you know, Steve, don't quit letting people know what your ministry needs. Never risk going off the air. And then I was reading in Acts this morning, and in Acts chapter 9, it says this, one night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision, do not be afraid, keep on speaking, do not be silent. And I just kind of felt that was aimed at us. You know, don't be concerned if there's some donors that are listeners who are going to shake their head and say, well, I want to be able to call in and give my problem and get that resolved. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear this fundraising stuff. Well, I think we're called to not be silent, and we're called to share with the family what our needs are and what we're looking for. So go ahead.
And it's complicated, and it's not easy. And in this ministry, Larry, over and over again, we've heard, you know, people say, well, it's just too bad you don't have the big donor, solve all the problem. But I've heard you say, yes, and as a result of not having one person take care of all the problems, a lot of people get blessed every year because we all have to pitch in together. It really is true.
All that you fellows are describing, to me, describes the way God wants family done. And we talk about the new life family. And we don't use that phrase lightly. And I get to see the members of the family that don't come on the air, that aren't here in the office, the ones that attended the weekends, the ones that continue on the weekly group calls that support each other. And those people say, my life has changed. I was all alone before. Nobody was speaking truth in a loving way to me. But I get that now because of the new life family that I'm a part of. And they have brothers and sisters to turn to every single day because of the weekends, because of the ongoing groups. They turn to the books and they turn the radio show on every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are a family, and we want to grow. We want more of you to be part of our family.
Yeah. You know, Chris, you read from Jude, and many Bible scholars, imagine this, this book is written by the half-brother of Jesus. Now, it is not a mystery why it would be called Jude, because many Bible scholars believe that Jude is the short version of the name Judas.
Wow.
That'd be pretty tough to go through.
Here's a book of the Bible, yeah.
Yeah, go to Judas. And it shows you that whatever a person's name is has nothing to do with what's going on with them spiritually, emotionally, and in maturity. And here's what Jude says when he finishes up his book. He says, now to him who is able to protect you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory without blemish and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time, now, and forever. I love it that his half-brother saw the life of Jesus, and that's what he writes. That's how he closes his book. I want to tell you this. There are a lot of things that are difficult. There are a lot of things that are imperfect. But one of the things that we are committed to do is to do the best with whatever support comes in.
Yeah.
And Larry, you're a champion at being a good steward with everybody's support that comes in. You are aware of the sacrifice. It's not just money. It is fruit from the work, the labor of someone else. It is someone else being blessed and them blessing this ministry so that we can bless others. We will not let you down in whatever support you can give to us. We're going to treat it well.
Well, with the help of Kim Dixon, I've learned the art of squeezing the quarter until the eagle screams.
squeezing the quarter till the eagle screams.
I just got that there's an eagle on the quarter. Yeah. Okay.
And if you walk by Larry's office, you can hear a lot of eagle screaming. So he's good at it, folks.
No, it's true, though. It really is. And Kim is a great example of somebody that questions every expense. It's throughout this organization. And in the midst of it, we have people that are walking around saying things like, I was involved in an affair. I was involved in several affairs. I went to every man's battle. We have a marriage we never dreamed we could have. I was literally 400 pounds. I'm now less than 200 pounds because I came and did the work after I left. We've got people who hated each other that are married. That's what God has done in this, in the lives of people who have let us help them, and it's because of the support of people like you. Steve, miracle after miracle.
Steve, I'll never forget the woman who called me, and she was almost in tears, and she was through the call. She said, I just want to thank you guys. My husband went to every man's battle, and this Christmas is so different than all the other Christmases before this. My husband is engaging with our daughters. He's loving them. He's doing things with them. He's not holding to himself. And so, I mean, it's just really special to know that the reality hits, that we talk about life change and we talk about all the good stuff, the high points during the workshop. But then life kicks in and months go by and a year goes by and somebody calls and says, it's for real. My husband's a different man, and thank you.
Well, and that reminds, just yesterday, I was spent a couple hours with a family in my office working through just some really tough things around addiction. Mm-hmm. But the husband has been through every man's battle. The wife has been through Restored. And I had their adult children in the room as well. And so I checked in with both of the adult children and asked, you know, as a result of your parents being actively engaged in recovery and growth, how has your life been different? And both of them, through tears, are saying that they get their parents back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This isn't just about the people who attend. This is about the families and the children.
Amen. All right, let's talk with Martine from Florida. She's listens on WEGS. Martine, how are you?
Very good, Mr. Steve. Thank you for letting me for this minute.
Well, thanks for calling us. What did you want to share?
Yeah, I just want to share that I've been listening to the radio station for eight years, and I listened to New Life, and New Life has helped me and my marriage personally, and our relationship with my kids, and any friend that I have, and they're going through any kind of situation, I always give them the 1-800 New Life phone to call, and I buy books from you guys and give it to them. So it's been a good way that God has used you guys to help others.
Thank you, Martine.
Well, I so appreciate you calling, and I'm hoping that that's going to bless somebody else. And, you know, I love it when I hear people sharing our resources with other folks, and it's a way that, you know, we've got plenty of resources for Christmas gifts and things like this. And, Martine, there's something in you. You're not just a person that's, you know, trying to live a good life, but you're not only buying things and sharing them, but you wanted to share with other folks. Where did that come from, that desire to bless other people? What's that all about with you?
Yes, I'm from Panama originally.
Yeah.
And when I was there, as a teenager age, when I was a teenager, I didn't have any kind of resources. I feel like I was blind. Okay. Until I came here and I started listening, somebody tell me, you know, about New Life, and I started listening. I said, wow, I didn't know there was so much help for all kind of things. So I had gone to friends in that church for every man's battle classes, all kind of stuff. So there is hope. If there's hope for me, I know there's hope for a lot of people.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Martine. And I want to send you, just a way of saying thanks for you calling in, one of the new Restoration Bibles. It's a great path and a process, and everybody knows about Life Recovery Bible. This is for folks that maybe you don't want to be in a 12-step or a recovery group. This is a great option, a great alternative for that. Let's go to Barbara. By the way, if you have a story or something you want to share, it's 1-800-229-3000. And then in about 40 minutes from now, you can call that number, and we'd love to help you with any kind of problem that you have. But right now, we're trying to stay on the air in every market we can possibly stay on. And so we're asking for your support, and you do that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But let's talk to Barbara from Missouri. She listens on a podcast. Hi there.
Hi. And I'm hoping I got all of the tears out before with the call screener.
Oh, well, you know what? I don't want to miss this, and the music is starting up. So I want you to hold on, Barbara, okay? And we'll hear the whole story, tears and all, right after this.
Steve,
you're listening to New Life Live.
Steve,
go ahead, Larry.
I just had a note. I want to thank Patricia here in California. Made an online gift, and it's an easy way to give. If you're listening now, you don't have to call. You can go online. But I just want to thank everybody who's making gifts right now.
NewLife.com, that's the place, or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. When we come back, we'll hear from Barbara. We are so grateful to every person that has supported this ministry. Thank you. God bless you for doing it. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a brand new workshop coming up. It's January the 25th, and we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. It's a New Life Weekend. We're calling it Finding Freedom. And I don't know where you're stuck, but you can be free. We're going to talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. And it'll include the things that help you find that path to getting your life on track and staying on track. There'll be 8 teaching sessions, 6 small group sessions, and you can find out about it and sign up for it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us, talk to us if you want to be free. Finding Freedom, January the 25th. Great way to start the year. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and we're talking, by the way, if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000, and we're talking right now with Barbara from Missouri. So, Barbara, you were in tears with the call screener. What was that about?
I was. Well, it's just that I'm just so grateful to have found your ministry several years ago, and it actually came at a time when I was just crying out to God that, you know, if the people around me weren't going to change, could he please change me? And yeah. And I, you know, I just happened to stumble on your radio program and immediately became a Club New Life member, and I don't know why anyone that listens to this program would not want to be a Club New Life member. I don't know if people aren't aware of all the resources, the monthly CDs, the literature, and just the knowing that you are helping people that are hurting and struggling. I just I have found my ministry through your ministry.
I love that.
That's awesome. That is really amazing. And I thank you. Just take a second and encourage somebody who's never given to give before. You could do it better than us, I think.
Absolutely. As I said, I found my ministry through your ministry, and the most effective way that I can help the most hurting people is to support your ministry. I also, after years of doing 12-step recovery myself, I got so much healing from that I now facilitate a 12-step group locally. And
awesome.
It's just, like I said, the most effective way you can help the most people.
I love that. We have helped you, and now you are helping others. And I just think that's the way God meant it to be. We struggle, we recover, we're restored, and then if it's real, if it's true, we generously want to go out and we want to help other people. Barbara, thank you. I'm going to send you a Restoration Bible. I hope you like it. And you've really blessed me today, and I hope and pray, I know you've blessed others. So God bless you, and thanks for this wonderful phone call, and a reminder that God really is using all of us broken people in amazing ways.
And that call really speaks to the dynamic ministry that is done here, and that is we aren't just helping those who are hurting, we're helping those who help the hurting.
Yeah.
And so that's a great joy to hear that there is something practical, usable, and transferable in what we're doing here on the radio, as well as all the other resources in the ministry.
Well, Barbara's an example of that Old Testament principle of being blessed to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was blessed with her recovery and the help she's found through this ministry, and now she's turning around and giving it back.
And it just happens over and over again.
Yeah.
And she started with the crux of our message, I believe, which is, God, change me if the people around me won't change. Because
we
can all list
right.
off the people around us that need to change.
Yeah.
But New Life is about equipping us to be the change so that we influence the people around us.
Yeah.
And giving is part of the way God asks us to grow spiritually. He asks us to become more generous and to trust Him with our finances. So if you feel any nudging from God, step into that because He blesses those who give.
You know, we have a testimony to that effect that we can play. I'm not sure we have it queued up right now, but it's from Wanda. And Terry will find that. If not now, we'll get it in a minute.
Well, the thing that has been consistent, I think I said this yesterday, over our 30-year history, is great people have supported this ministry. It started with two men finding the financial resources to start New Life, Dave Steffi and Dick Ragsdale. And then, you know, it exploded from there, and we're still on 30 years later. And the other thing are the great people that come our way. I got a text from Henry Cloud, and he was he took a picture and sent it to me this morning of him and a woman named Belinda. Who's Belinda? She was one of the program directors of one of our treatment programs in one of the psych hospitals early on. Now she is married to the executive pastor of Gateway Church, where Robert Morris is the pastor. The influence of New Life in her life, I mean, obviously we didn't turn her against Christ. And I love it that the executive pastor there is married to somebody that knows that brokenness is common. It's not the exception. It's not a reason for shame. It's a reason to dig in and support somebody. And it was, you know, getting that from him, it was just a great reminder that the influence we never know of. We hear the great stories, but there are many stories of influence that we never, ever get to hear. Larry, we're going to go to a break in a minute. Would you tell folks how they can support the ministry?
Well, I'm going to say thank you to three people, then I'll do that. I want to thank Ellis and Norma in North Dakota, Alvita in Pennsylvania, and Keith and Shirley in Delaware. They've made gifts. And you know, there's people making these gifts. They're anywhere from $10, $20 to $500 or more that people are giving. And I just want to say thank you. Easiest way to give, call us, 800-NEW-LIFE. That's 639-5433. And just tell them you want to make a gift. Second easiest way is going online and hit the donate button and make a gift. There's a couple other ways. I might just wait until we come back to lead off because I don't want to speed it up too quick and get fumbly.
1-800-229-3000 to join us on the air. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back right after this.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And Larry, you got a little update there for us?
Yeah. Well, before I talk about how to make a gift, David in Virginia gave a nice gift, $500 as well.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you, David. We were talking about ways to give. I mentioned calling the online donation. I want to remind folks about those of you that own stock, and I know a lot of people do and a lot of people don't, but if you're one that do, and if you held the stock for a year or more, and that stock has appreciated in value, if you donate that stock, you can call your stockbroker or call us, we can help you, and donate that stock to New Life. You don't cash in the stock, you donate the stock itself. You get to write off on your taxes the value of the stock you gave as a donation on the day you gave it. But you don't have to pay capital gains. If you just sold the stock and gave us the cash, you'd have to pay a capital gains tax. So you save on that. We benefit. We turn around and sell the stock right away. You can also make a gift right out of your IRA or your 401k directly to New Life, and there's a tax benefit to that. You can make us the beneficiary on a on an insurance policy. You can leave us in your estate, put us in your will. There's ways to give, other ways, but we'll take gifts of real estate. We'll take gifts of jewelry. We've had people donate a lot of things, and so there's ways. We just want you to know there's other than just making a cash gift, there are ways to make a gift.
Well, and I hope and pray that you never feel like we're trying to pressure anybody to give, because God loves a cheerful giver, and I really believe the more you know about New Life, the happier you are to support what we're doing, because we make the dollars go a long way, and what that means is more people's lives. They're not just feeling better, but their lives are transformed. That's what we're here for. Let's talk to Pat, calling from New Jersey. Listens on Sirius XM. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you guys. I could have used you 47 years ago when my Christian husband left me with three little children to raise on my own. And listening to you now, I realized that he had a sexual addiction. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make a donation to encourage those who are going through this by doing whatever you guys say.
Thank
Jesus
you,
was so great to me. He got me through this. I'm now 79 years old, have three grown children who are good husbands and good wives and good parents. And
that's great.
I just want to encourage people to take your advice because it's wonderful.
Thank
and
you.
You've given me an answer to a question I had for a very, very long time. So
I appreciate you and I
love you guys. God bless
you. We love you, and I'm going to send you a Restoration Bible. I hope that you'll love that. And we are very, very sorry for what you had to go through. But one of the blessings of New Life is when we get to treat a pastor before disaster, or we provide a resource or counseling. Because, you know, some people have a system built in that when they're tempted, that's when they get help. When someone close to them or there's, you know, something pornographic or whatever, when that becomes powerful in their lives, that's when they get the help. And boy, does that ever prevent a world of suffering and pain for a lot of different people. And we're so grateful when people act before the worst thing possible can happen. Let's go to our phones again and let's talk with, how about we talk with Dwayne from Colorado. Hi, Dwayne. Welcome to New Life.
How you guys doing?
Great. How can we help you today?
I just wanted to make a comment. I'm one of the old school listeners, listening to you, Dr. Arterburn and Dr. Henry Cloud back in 1998.
Wow.
And I recently my wife passed away of a blood cancer, and I was able to take my call live, and you sent me out the Life Recovery Bible, and I never looked at Christianity or being saved or my life as meaning recovery, but it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
It's so true for actually almost anybody who doesn't even need a 12-step program or anything like that.
Yeah, amen.
It's just been eye-opening, and I appreciate it. I'm starting on my first steps, and God has something in store for me. I just don't know what it is. It's been so hard to, you know, get over this pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you lose your best friend, it's just
so
hard. And I want to thank you guys for, you know, sending me that out and just what you guys do. If anybody else is listening, you got to give to these people. They help to transform so many lives. And I'm just starting my transformation.
Wow.
You know, I know that what you did is going to really, really just transform my life the way God intended it to be.
You know, Dwayne, there's a fancy word that religious folks use called sanctification, which means we're going to just grow a little closer to Jesus and how he does things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the 12 steps does, and that's what that Bible was meant to do, is to help you learn to live the way that Jesus wants you to live. And thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, I really am grateful for your call. I am so sorry for the pain that you've been through. It has been such an amazing thing to hear people call us day in and day out shortly after losing someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The day of, the day after. And it's such a privilege to get to speak comfort and truth into their lives at such a horrible loss. If you're a supporter of New Life, you're the one that has allowed us to speak hope and truth into that person's life. And I hope that you feel and know that you are such a huge part of that person getting the help that they need.
You know, and Steve, we do so much great work around relational brokenness, sexual brokenness, sometimes our weight issues, different things like that. But I see over and over and over that grief in grief's impact on people is so unbelievably profound. I mean, it just takes over our whole being when we lose someone close to us. Mm-hmm. And for people to have a resource to know, one, they're not alone, but there is love, there is comfort, there is guidance through life's most toughest losses. And that it's a phone call away, it's a resource away, and it could even be a workshop away. So I just think it's so important.
Well, we also have the network of counselors, too. Yeah,
that's exactly
Dwayne,
right.
Dwayne, if you're still listening, I sure want you to get plugged into that because what a pain to lose your best friend. And we want to come alongside you even closer and help you with a counselor there.
Well, especially this time of year, it's so hard. And we have a tip sheet. If grief is an issue for you right now and you're struggling, especially during the holidays, call our 800 number, 800-NEW-LIFE. Tell them you want the tip sheet on grief, and they will they'll send that right out to you.
And it is specifically dealing with grief during the
holidays. The holidays, yeah.
I want to mention a special group of people that listen to our program. We hear it over and over, and it's the truck driver.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We love
yes.
you truckers.
Amen.
And you call us from all over. You come to our workshops. You work things out. You do 12-step meetings from the cab and all sorts of different things. We love you. We know that you're there. And it's just been such a blessing that you've cared enough about us to get in touch with us and let us know that you listen. And we're grateful for you. And we had a fun time. We did a show from a truck stop one time.
I want in on that next time that happens. I'm there.
You know, it would be great to close the hour out. We still have a little bit of time left to hear from a trucker. I hope a trucker will give us a call.
And if not this time, in the next program. But there are so many people that listen, and we're so grateful. And you who have supported us this past year, you're the reason. And I'm just asking, we'd love for some new folks to come alongside,
Steve,
and do that support. Yeah.
I've been handed 5 slips of paper. Shumane from Florida gave $30. Eric from California, $30. Nola, Maryland, $100. Thomas and Jane from Massachusetts, $500. James and Diane from Texas, $500. Just thank you. You know, the amounts... the amounts are there just to encourage you. They're so different. You know, somebody can afford to give $10. That's okay. It's your heart. We had a note the other day from a person that went and bought a money order for $5 and said, I'll give more when I can, but that's all I can give. That's a big deal. We love
that's
that.
Huge. Yeah.
And so it's not the amounts. I just want you to know, whatever the amount, whatever your financial ability, God honors and blesses you by your sacrifice, by your heart, by your cheerfulness and giving. And we just want to encourage givers of all types and sizes. You know, it doesn't matter what gender, what color you are, anything. It's just the heart that you have to want to help support life-changing other people.
Well, I looked at my notes. About 40,000 people got help from New Life last year. If you supported us
this year,
you were part of that help. Thank you. We'll be back after this.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And in about 15 minutes, we'll start another program, a regular program, and it'll be the one where you can call and get some help. That phone number, 1-800-229-3000. But right now, Tina is calling us from Pennsylvania, WBYN. is the station. Hi, Tina. What do you want to share today?
Hi. I was just calling to say how much you guys have helped me. I am 6 years in recovery from alcohol and other addictions.
Right.
And just listening to your program has helped me so much and helped me to help others. And I just wanted to say thank you and let you know that I'm driving right now, but once I get home, I'm going to call up and join the Club New Life.
Hey, thank you. Yeah. You're my new best friend.
And we're so proud of you, Tina. We're so proud of you. 6 years. Way to go.
Do you have a Life Recovery Bible?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, I'm so glad you called because you represent thousands and thousands of people who are recovering, and the higher power isn't a higher power, it's the higher power, it's Jesus Christ, and we're so grateful for that. And thank you for encouraging others and agreeing that you're going to support us, and just ask other people to follow your lead. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and support this ministry. God bless you, Tina. Thank you so much
Steve,
for calling.
Steve, Richard, Richard and Judy from Illinois, made a $150 gift. Patricia from New Jersey, $100. And Carrie from Washington gave $400.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you guys so very, very much. You know, Larry, people are responding, and I'm so grateful for that because I really do believe, I mean, you know, we're not promising that you're going to get rich if you support us. And we're not promising healing because we're going to send you a prayer cloth or something like that. All we're saying is you bless others by supporting this ministry. I really believe you will feel blessed yourself knowing that you help transform somebody's life.
Look who's calling, Steve. You got that?
Who is calling?
He's a truck driver and a pastor.
Well, click him in and let's get him on the air right now.
I guess he's still talking to the screener, so it'll be a second.
Maybe we'll get him before.
Yeah, we will.
But want to remind everybody, if you want to support us, it's really simple. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, that's the phone number, or newlife.com. I always think just having those, newlife.com, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, that is a blessing that God bestowed upon this ministry because so many people, in a time of need, they've remembered New Life, and they've either called it or they've gone on the web. What else do you want to share, Larry?
Well, thank you to Margaret from New Hampshire, gave us $25, and Kevin's now on available, I think. Let's see. Kevin, hello. Thanks for calling New Life.
Hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir. How are y'all today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I heard y'all say a while ago that y'all wanted somebody at a driver to call in, and I was just going to call in, and I'm a driver. I'm a pastor also, and drug addict for 17 years, set free by the power of Jesus Christ. Alcoholic for 17 years, set free by the power of Jesus Christ. looking at 20 years in the penitentiary, but got set free by the power of Jesus Christ. Mm. Now we go into prisons about 150 times a year.
Wow.
Proclaiming the same message that y'all are proclaiming, that Jesus Christ is Lord and nothing's impossible for him.
Amen.
That's well, awesome.
What a great, great thing. And we love it that you listen to this broadcast. And do you have a Life Recovery Bible? I'm going to send you one. Do you have one?
I do not. I do
right.
not.
It's coming your way. I'll get that to you. And, you know, it's the one that Prison Fellowship just started using, giving it to prisoners. And, oh, it's just been a great blessing. And so it's coming your way. Thank you.
Kevin. One question. The call screener says that Kevin said, keep on doing the show. Tell us why you would say that.
Keep on doing the show. Y'all about to make me. Because I'll tell you why. Because in the midst of addiction, in the midst of when people are crying out, you know, when I was in third grade and we went to show and tell, I never brought a needle and a spoon to class and said I wanted to grow up and be a drug addict when I got over. So even in the midst of my addiction, I knew I wanted out, but I didn't know how to get out. And it was only through hearing the Word of God, it was only through, even in the midst of my addiction, when I'd go to church, not feeling like I should have been there, not feeling like everybody was staring at me, but when I would go and hear the word, it was the continual hearing of the word of God that set me free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And there's people going down these roads. There's people in these cars. There's people that have tried so many things. But the one thing that always works is the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ. And I will guarantee you, the more they hear that name, the greater the power of the gospel works in their life to set the captive free.
Thank you.
Well, Kevin, Amen. You did two things at once. You were able to drive and preach at the same time, and, using all your skills. And I hope and pray you've encouraged and inspired somebody. Call us right now and support this ministry so that we can let people know that the source of healing and transformation is Jesus Christ. And that we do that through three things, through his truth, and redemptive relationship, and the transformation that comes when we surrender to him. We give up our home remedies, we give up our coping mechanisms, and we trust him and follow his path. If you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to newlife.com. We need your help. It's year end. We want to stay on the air. We are having to discontinue some broadcasts. We want to stay on every place we possibly can. If you are inspired, motivated, or inclined, please help us, and I believe God will bless you greatly.
Margaret from New Hampshire is helping us. She just gave a gift of $25. So thank you, Margaret.
Thank you,
and
Margaret.
As we're seeing these donations pile up, our hearts are getting filled. You should see the smiles on our faces here in the studio that you folks are responding in this way to us. It just fuels us up to keep doing this work. God wants to comfort us, and then he wants us to pass it on. And you're doing that for us today. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, my wife and I have been talking about restoration and transformation and deciding to make a decision today to do something different. And I'm praying that right now God is inspiring you to make a decision or decide that you're going to make a decision, and it can be life-changing. When we get out of ourselves and into other people, when our gratitude leads to generosity, that's when I think God does the best work. Larry, you have a final comment here before we close out the program.
What we're trying to do here today is help you become walk alongside us in our mission. You know, it's when somebody like a ministry like ours that does what we do, where God comes in and really does a work through what's spoken, what's taught, what happens in groups and such. When those things, when that is combined with the resources that you can give to make it happen, it's a wonderful thing. So we're not here. We don't mean this to be a begging section. We mean this to be a session where we're setting before you the mission, the good that happens, the difference it makes, and the people with the resources who are listening. If you would step forward and help us even bigger and better than what we've done this year. We need to finish the year strong. You're helping us do it. I can't say thank you enough.
And if you need begging, I can give you my direction. Now, call us if you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to newlife.com. If you'd like to be on the program that we're about to do, it's a regular program. You can call us for help, 1-800-229-3000. God bless you. Thank you all for listening. Who support us.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.